Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris Carroll. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast discusses a variety of ways that organizations can leverage organizational change management, or OCM, to drive ERP success and benefits realization. And today I'm going to be speaking with Rick Platts, a senior ERP consultant at Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in all things OCM, including communications, training, employee engagement, and customer interaction. Rick, thanks a lot for spending some time with us today. We appreciate it.
You bet, Chris. Thank you.
Well, let's get right into it. We got a lot of ground to cover. First question I have for you, what would you say are some of the top reasons that ERP projects fail?
That's a great question, Chris, and a perfect one to start with. You know, many of the reasons for ERP failure can be directly or indirectly mitigated by organizational change management processes. One of the main reasons that ERPs fail is a lack of effective organizational change and training processes and preparation in place.
Okay.
Another common reason is lack of executive and management buy-in. In fact, in our 2013 ERP report under the section of organizational change and business process management, we focused on business process management and organizational change management. And from that report, we've discovered that 22% of respondents said a resistance to change or a resistance to changing old processes was one of the major challenges of their ERP implementation.
Mm-hmm.
So despite the obvious need for OCM, the survey it also revealed that only 25% of the respondents said that their organization had actually had an intense focus on change management.
Well, based on that, why do you think that more organizations don't invest in extensive OCM?
Well, you know, we know that OCM is a critical success factor for ERP projects, but many organizations view OCM as optional.
Hmm.
In today's economy, there's more pressure on organizations to reduce their ERP project scope and their budgets.
Right.
And organizations thus are reluctant to invest the money in something that they can't quantify. But what they don't realize is that the OCM can actually have measurable results in terms of benefits realization and ROI, not just during the implementation, but after post-go-live and even well down the road.
So how would you say organizations can use OCM to increase buy-in and employee engagement then? That seems like an important thing that they should be realizing.
Yeah, you would think so. And according to that next edition of the 2013 ERP report from Panorama, regular status update meetings are one of the most common ways that organizations communicate with employees. That was something that we discovered in the survey.
Mm-hmm.
Promoting buy-in among end users and employees is essential to ERP success. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
When asked about the level of buy-in amongst various stakeholders, respondents reported that general employees had the lowest levels of buy-in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end user, general employees, not necessarily the leadership teams. And in addition to meetings, organizations should communicate with employees through things like customized communications, change discussions, and even focus groups, either on a broad level or at an end-user department level or section level.
You're listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions. We're just getting started with Rick Platts, Senior ERP Consultant at Panorama Consulting Solutions. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how organizations can reduce the difficulties of managing the change that they're faced with. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits.
clients. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll speaking with Rick Platts today, Senior ERP Consultant at Panorama Consulting Solutions. And of course, he's on our show, so he's an expert in all things OCM. We're talking about organizational change management tips for ERP success. Rick, let's get back into another question for our listeners. Tell me, how do you think organizations can reduce the difficulties of managing change?
Another great question, Chris. You know, back to that 2013 ERP report that Panorama put together, we found that 64% of survey respondents noted that the process and organizational change aspects of their implementation were either difficult or very difficult. Mm. And one of the keys to alleviating change resistance is securing that executive-level buy-in and clearly articulating the vision of the ERP project and tying it back to the organization's mission and goals so that they all tie together. It's not a standalone effort. It's all part of what the company's trying to do long term. Mm-hmm. End user buy-in is so important, but if a project objectives are not aligned with the executive interests, the organization will have little chance winning any support from end users and might as well not even bother doing the program.
Right. Yeah, I've heard of this dynamic before, and certainly when doing this show and talking to experts like you, everybody's got to be involved from the top down. It's got to be a team effort, is what you're saying.
That's exactly right.
Okay. So how can organizations assess expectations, or the concerns and anxieties they have regarding change?
Well, you know, many of the Panorama's clients use an organizational readiness assessment to identify ERP project risks and understand their organization's current state. And what we do is we go in and assess the user's awareness of the project and areas of resistance. And when we go in and do the survey, it reveals a lot of opportunities and specific actions to take that we can make users feel involved. And we do that at the front end, and we actually even talk to executives separate from end users so that we can compare and contrast everybody's starting point, and then look for opportunities to go back and revisit that readiness throughout the whole course of the project.
Okay. So, Rick, where can our listeners find out more about what we've been talking about today?
Well, we'd love to have our listeners go to the Panorama Consulting Solutions website and look for the Resource Center tab in the 2013 ERP report. And within that, they'll find the 2013 ERP report information on OCM, and that'll all be coming out in May.
Okay, excellent. And that website Rick's talking about is panorama-consulting.com, panorama-consulting.com. Rick, I want to thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure, and we really appreciate you sharing your expertise, your knowledge, and your feedback with us today. Thanks very much.
You bet, Chris. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. We hope you'll be able to do it again here. Now, I've been speaking with Rick Platts, Senior ERP Consultant at Panorama Consulting Solutions. Thanks again, Rick, for being here as we wrap up this discussion of organizational change management right here on ERP Strategies and Solutions. Now, remember, as Rick mentioned, if you have any questions about any of the information we've covered here today or in any of other of our previous programs, please check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you again next time.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series. Download white papers or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.